Hi everyone, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Joe.
So today we're on part two of our fun facts article, and we found out yesterday that if you drop food on the floor but pick it up within 3 seconds, you're probably going to be okay.
We'll say probably.
Unless the floor is super dirty.
And unless it's on, if it's on tiles,
it's worse than
if it's on carpet.
There you go. Okay, here's a bonus fact before we get started with today's main one. If you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground, it can't hop.
I want to know how they found that out. Did they go to the zoo and just be, Mr. Kangaroo, I'm just gonna grab your tail
for a second. Yeah, right here.
All in the good name of science. Okay.
They were brave. I'm going to say that. They were brave.
Yeah, because those things can kick.
They can box.
That's true.
They got a mean right hook.
That's true. All right, let's look at today's fun fact and read through today's article.
Reading.
Fun facts. Only one of these tips will really help you survive being cold outside in winter. Which one? A. Drinking alcohol will keep you warm. B. Wearing 2 pairs of socks will do the trick. C. Wearing long wool underwear is a good idea. If you said C, you won't get the cold shoulder. Alcohol may help you forget that you're feeling cold, but it doesn't help at all. It makes you lose water and brings your blood close to the skin, which wastes heat. What's more, drinking alcohol often leads to bad decisions. Wearing 2 pairs of socks sounds great, but it's also a mistake. The second pair will squeeze your feet, slowing down your blood flow. This will make your feet colder, not warmer. This also causes frostbite, which is when the cold causes damage to your body. Long underwear, also called long johns, will keep you nice and cozy. However, make sure your long johns are made of wool, not cotton. Cotton will just get damp from sweat and cool your body instead of warming it.
All right, now this is definitely a fun fact that's right in your wheelhouse.
All right.
Joe. This is all about being cold and outside in winter.
Perfect. I grew up in Canada. This is what we do.
Yeah, survival.
We're cold all the time. Our summer is like 2 hours in June, and then that's it. It's winter again.
Yeah, okay. Well, Joe should know the answer to this one.
Probably.
Only one of these tips will really help you survive being cold outside in winter. Which one?
Okay, if I get this wrong, I think I lose my Canadian citizenship.
Yeah, they'll take away your passport.
So I better get this right.
Okay, so we're going to give you 3 tips. Which one really does work? Okay, A, drinking alcohol will keep you warm.
Okay, well, we should tell them what alcohol is.
We certainly should.
Alcohol is the name for several different chemicals, actually, that is made out of some kind of sugar, but you probably know alcohol as beer,
mm-hmm.
or wine, or whiskey, Gaoliang, perhaps. They're all different amounts of alcohol. Gaoliang, you know, is very, very strong. Beer is not nearly as strong.
5% of that can is actual alcohol. Gaoliang is like 40.
Yeah, and a lot of people who live in colder climates, they think this. Oh, it's cold outside. Oh, take a sip of whiskey and it will warm you up.
Oh, that's nice.
That's what people think.
That's
a very common myth. We could say if you drink too much alcohol, you'll get drunk and feel sick.
Really?
This is something I've heard.
Is that so? Okay, I wouldn't know. Well, tip B, wearing 2 pairs of socks will do the trick.
Okay, this is something we definitely say in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You wear 2 pairs of everything. You wear 2 or 3 shirts, you put on a sweater, you put on a jacket, you've got a wool hat on your head, socks.
So important
to have nice thick socks on to keep warm.
Okay, well, we saw there the phrase do the trick, and this is an idiom to mean do exactly what is needed and achieve the desired result. For example, I had a bad headache, but my dad gave me a painkiller and it did the trick. meaning it got rid of the headache.
Okay, let's move on to the third tip. C is wearing long wool underwear is a good idea. Yes, we call those wool underwear, sometimes we call them long johns.
Yes, indeed.
As well. They are just basically like pants to wear under your pants.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wool. Their wool is the soft curly hair of a sheep or a goat. And it's mostly used when the hair has been prepared and used to make clothes.
Yeah, okay. That's what we often, what we say, like a wool sweater, mm-hmm. some wool socks, wool hat, exactly. Wool is spelled W-O-O-L. Okay, here's an example sentence. This wool sweater will keep me warm in winter. So there's our tips. Mm-hmm. A bit of alcohol, two pairs of socks, or wool long johns, or wool underwear.
Okay.
What's your top tip, Joe?
Well, the socks are important, but long johns. I never went outside in winter without long johns, because it was always like minus 30, minus 40. And those were like the savior. Those were like your best friend. So I have to go with C.
Okay.
And hopefully keep my Canadian citizenship.
Well, our article says, if you said C, you won't get the cold shoulder.
Okay, I get to keep my passport.
Yeah, and you certainly won't get the cold shoulder from the rest of the Canadians. But what does get the cold shoulder actually mean? It is today's shortcut for you. Let's check out the video and find out.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, you don't seem too well.
I'm not.
What happened?
I asked out this guy I like, but he acted like he didn't know me.
Ouch. I wonder why he gave you the cold shoulder.
The cold shoulder? It's not cold outside right now.
To give someone the cold shoulder means to be unfriendly to someone you know.
Gotcha. Get or be given the cold shoulder is 被冷落.
Bingo. He gave you the cold shoulder, though I wonder why.
Maybe he doesn't like me?
But then why the cold shoulder? He could just say, sorry, but no.
Well, I might have given him the cold shoulder once or twice long ago.
Aha! Now it makes sense.
Hi guys, welcome back. So to get the cold shoulder means to have people you know behave in an unfriendly way towards you, kind of like turning them back and giving you that cold shoulder.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know you anymore, man.
Just gonna pretend I don't like you.
Okay,
don't
so you can also give someone the cold shoulder by doing exactly that. So, it is the long johns.
Yes.
You were right all along.
I was leaning toward the socks.
Mm-hmm.
That's important too, I thought. But we're going to find out why those other ones are actually not going to
work. Yeah, and you were pretty clear that alcohol is not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
Okay, you want to explain why?
Well, alcohol may help you forget that you're feeling cold, but it doesn't help at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, one of the side effects of drinking too much alcohol, it affects the memory.
Yep, your feelings, it's kind of ignore stuff that you might normally pay attention to.
So you forget that you're feeling cold, but that doesn't actually help you.
Yeah, your body is still actually cold, you just don't pay attention to it.
So it actually makes you lose water. We also call this becoming dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
The alcohol soaks up the water in you, and it brings your blood close to the skin.
Yeah.
Okay? So the blood vessels or the veins in your skin come close to the surface, which wastes heat.
Yeah.
So not what you want when it's cold outside.
I mean, of course, you may see people, if they have a bit to drink, their faces go red.
Yes.
That's the same thing. That is the blood going to the skin. Okay. And it's also, they get hot, they feel hot, because they're wasting heat. The heat's going off. And that's not what you want in winter. And what's more, drinking alcohol often leads to bad decisions.
Yes. So I've heard.
I've heard.
Yes.
So you might decide to do something crazy, like, it's not that cold, let's go outside, let's go out on the lake.
I'm going to walk 10 kilometers home.
Yeah, no problem. So, that for several reasons, alcohol is not a good idea when you're outside in winter.
Okay, now the socks. This one I'm curious about, because I was almost going to pick that one.
Yeah,
it sounds like a good idea.
It does sound like a good idea. Like our article says, wearing two pairs of socks sounds great, But it's also a mistake.
Okay, why? Why is it a mistake? What was I doing wrong all those years?
Well, the article says the second pair will squeeze your feet, slowing down your blood flow.
Okay.
I guess if you've got the right pair of socks.
Not too tight.
Yeah, if you have a big, warm, loose pair that doesn't squeeze your feet, it's okay. But it's still not great, because if your feet get squeezed, your blood won't flow. And of course, if your blood isn't flowing, how are you going to get heat to those parts? Now, in that sentence, we use the verb squeeze. S-Q-U-E-E-Z-E. Squeeze. And that's to firmly and tightly press something so it can't really move. Like, squeeze my arm, can't really move it that much, okay? Sometimes the result of something being squeezed is liquid coming out. For example, you might squeeze a grape and you get juice all over your hand.
Okay, we also saw the word flow. Mm-hmm. Flow is spelled F-L-O-W, F-L-O-W. That just means a steady and continuous stream or supply of something. In this case, we are talking about the flow of blood mm-hmm. around the body. Blood keeps us warm. If the blood doesn't get down to your feet will be cold. We could also say several trees fell into the river and blocked the flow of water.
Yeah, because the water couldn't move. And that would be the same if your feet get squeezed. The blood won't really be able to get into your feet in the right amounts. And this will make your feet colder, mm-hmm. not warmer.
Yes.
Okay, so again, if you've got one pair of normal socks and then a nice big pair that doesn't squeeze you, that may work-ish. But it's not going to necessarily help that much. So, two pairs of socks, not so much.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, the article also says this also causes frostbite, which is when the cold causes damage to your body. And that's what frostbite is. We can spell it F-R-O-S-T-B-I-T-E, all one word. And it's just when cold causes damage to your body, often in places like fingers, toes, ears, end of the nose.
Yeah, in extreme cases, if frostbite is really bad, you might actually lose a finger mm-hmm. or a toe. Some of the climbers who go up Mount Everest, they come back and they actually lose part of their nose.
Oh, dear.
Because the cold is so extreme, it actually kills the skin. It kills that part
yep.
of the body. Another word we can define for you is damage. It's spelled D-A-M-A-G-E. D-A-M-A-G-E. That's just physical harm that stops something from working properly. For example, the car suffered so much damage in the accident, it will never be driven again. So
yeah.
It just got
smashed up, and it won't work. Yeah, nothing will work. Okay, so we came to tip three, which was the correct one, long underwear, which, as Joe pointed out earlier, also called long johns, will keep you nice and cozy.
Very cozy.
Sure does. So long johns, as Joe mentioned, these are long underwear. It's usually worn in cold winters, and I had to look this up. It's said to be named after a 19th century British boxer, John L. Sullivan, who wore them when he fought.
So he was cold when he fought?
It could have been.
The arenas were chilly?
Maybe, yeah, outside. Maybe he just thought they looked cool. And
he just thought they looked good.
Yeah, and he wore them when he boxed, so they were called long johns mm-hmm. after him.
And they make you feel cozy. Mm-hmm. If something makes you feel cozy, it's something that gives a feeling of like comfort or warmth and relaxation.
Oh, sounds good.
For example, my cozy living room has a fire, big soft sofas, and lots of blankets and cushions. That is cozy. I have to redecorate my living room now.
Okay. However, the article says, make sure your long johns are made of wool, like we said earlier, not cotton.
Oh, okay. Why not cotton?
Oh, well,
what's wrong with cotton?
Cotton is just the stuff that, like, this shirt here is made of, so it's normal for making clothes with, mm-hmm. but cotton will just get damp from sweat and cool your body instead of warming it.
Oh, okay, that's why not cotton.
Yeah, you will actually start to sweat inside, and then it'll get into the material, like it does on a hot day when you end up feeling a bit wet and sticky mm-hmm. with your clothes, and you'll start to feel cool instead of warm because of all this wet clothing that's next to your skin.
Another way of saying something is slightly wet is this word damp,
mm-hmm.
okay? So we could say my clothes are damp because it's just starting to rain. It's just getting a little bit wet. That's when we say it's damp. It's
yeah.
not soaked with
no,
water.
No, it's not
a little bit wet.
Yeah. We also saw the word sweat, S-W-E-A-T, sweat. It can be used as a verb, to sweat, but here we're using it as the noun, and it's the liquid produced by your body to keep it cool. Usually you produce it as a result of heat, exercise, fear, or illness. When you get a bad fever, you start to sweat a lot. And it's one of our body's natural ways of keeping our temperature down so we don't get too sick and something bad happens to our brain or something like that. So sweating is good, it's healthy, it's normal. But if your sweat gets into your clothes, that's going to keep you a little bit colder than you want to be in one of these cold winter days when you're outside. Here's an example sentence for sweat. The runners were covered in sweat by the end of the race.
Okay, so keep this in mind the next time you're heading somewhere cold, or if it's a particularly cold winter day in Taiwan.
Like it was earlier this year with that little bit of snow.
We had a little bit of snow. It was very unusual, and some long johns would have been nice. Make sure they're wool and not cotton.
Yep, and only one pair of socks, that's all you need, and stay away from the alcohol.
Yes.
That's the end of our fun fact. It's time to move on, though, to our For You chat question.
For You Chat.
All right, I'm going to have to turn this one over to you as the resident expert again here. What are some other ways to keep warm in winter?
Don't go outside. That's the easy one.
That's it?
That's it. End of story. Goodbye, okay. Everybody. No. actually, well, you can exercise is good because you want to go outside. A problem in winter in very cold countries is that you end up staying indoors a lot and perhaps not being very active.
True.
A lot of people in cold climates, maybe they'll put on weight during the winter months.
It works for bears.
It does. Bears hibernate and they just live off the fat. And
yeah.
That's what we try to do, but it's not healthy. So exercise is good. You go outside and do fun winter activities like you can go ice skating.
Ice hockey.
Ice hockey is fun. You can go sledding. Cross,
oh, yeah.
Cross-country skiing is
okay.
An excellent workout. And the first time you do it, the next day, your legs will be so stiff that you'll think you've been crippled. You can't even walk.
That's when you're pushing your way across all the hills and
pushing your way over the landscape.
Ooh,
it's an excellent workout.
That is hard work.
Excellent way to keep warm.
Okay, that'll work.
If you're looking to more relax and keep warm, we mentioned this a little bit in the article. If you're in a place that has a fireplace,
yes,
having a fire is great. Only if you have a fireplace. If you don't, do not start a fire in your home.
That's not going to work
out. Not a good idea.
Okay, I guess other things, I mean, we looked at wool. I mean, any clothes made of wool, wool gloves, wool scarves.
Put on layers.
Wool hat, yeah, layers, because then you'll trap a layer of air between the two sets of clothes, and the air keeps you warm. Pretty much better than any other actual material.
Exactly.
The air is, we call it an insulator, which means it stops heat getting in and out. And that's basically what you want to do. Layers and air trapped in between it.
Okay, so these are some excellent tips for keeping warm in the winter. Keep that in mind for the next time winter comes around. As for Pat and myself, we're out of time. So until next time, for English for You, I'm Joe.
I'm Pat. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Fun facts. Only one of these tips will really help you survive being cold outside in winter. Which one? A. Drinking alcohol will keep you warm. B. Wearing two pairs of socks will do the trick. C. Wearing long wool underwear is a good idea. If you said C, you won't get the cold shoulder. Alcohol may help you forget that you're feeling cold, but it doesn't help at all. It makes you lose water and brings your blood close to the skin, which wastes heat. What's more, drinking alcohol often leads to bad decisions. Wearing two pairs of socks sounds great, but it's also a mistake. The second pair will squeeze your feet, slowing down your blood flow. This will make your feet colder, not warmer. This also causes frostbite, which is when the cold causes damage to your body. Long underwear, also called long johns, will keep you nice and cozy, However, make sure your long johns are made of wool, not cotton. Cotton will just get damp from sweat and cool your body instead of warming it.
Vocabulary Review.
Wool. The coat is made out of wool, so it is especially warm. Squeeze. The boy gently squeezed his girlfriend's hand during a scary part of the movie. Flow. The fish in this river struggle to swim against the flow of water. Damage. The earthquake caused a lot of damage to a number of homes and buildings. Sweat. Alice was covered in sweat after exercising for an hour.